Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
More than half of women's refuges across the country that we've contacted are currently full to capacity, while some refugees report having to turn down hundreds of accommodation requests last year due to a lack of space. Our reporter Una Kelly has been gathering the figures here, and Una's with me now. These figures, they're not centrally tracked at a national level, are they?
Not yet, Cormac, but now Cúin was set up at the beginning of last year. That's a new state agency that's now responsible, tasked with tackling domestic sexual and gender-based violence. And at the end of last year, they did roll out an information system called Cúin Hub, but they're in the process of gathering more data from refuges as their monitoring system develops. But in the meantime, to get a sense of what the situation is for some women's refuges, I contacted 20 of them. 18 responded and 10 said all their refuge units were currently full. So that's more than half of the refuges I contacted. Now, a refuge unit means an own door living space for a victim or a victim and their children within a refuge complex. There will also be some on-site services there. But if a refuge is full, that means that if someone presents to the refuge in crisis, they can't accommodate them in the refuge but will try to find some other solutions. And some refuges were able to tell me how many requests for refuge were unmet due to a lack of space last year. Now, just to note, a person might contact several organisations when seeking refuge, so they can therefore be counted multiple times. But here are some of the figures that I received. Drogheda there, the women's refuge, 330 requests had to be turned down due to lack of space last year. Cope in Galway, they said 102 women and 175 children last year were unable to be accommodated. Amber House in Kilkenny, that was 128 women. While Sunnis in Dublin said that they last year had to turn away 368 women and 515 children due to a lack of space in their refuge. Siobhan Ferguson is the head of services at Sunnis.
Obviously, there's a huge fear when the phone rings and you can't accommodate somebody, and there's no resources in place, I suppose, to follow up with each and every family that call and that we're not able to offer a place to. We can obviously offer outreach supports and or court accompaniment, whatever that might look like for the family. But it's very concerning when we don't know what happens to those people.
Have you noticed any increase in men contacting your service for support?
Yes, Una, there has been an increase in men contacting us. And as a result, we have opened a gender neutral unit of accommodation. Now, it's not in our refuge. It's an off-site unit of accommodation that can accommodate anybody that needs it, be that male, female or non-binary. And we will work with them to meet their needs to support their individual situation. We're delighted to have that offering available, the only of its kind in Ireland.
And has there been constant demand for that space from men?
There has been. There is a lot of demand for that space, absolutely.
That's Siobhan Ferguson there from Sunnis Refuge. Una, you mentioned Cúin was set up last year and it's now responsible for increasing refuge spaces. Any progress there?
Well, in 2022, the government launched its zero tolerance strategy on domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. And there was a commitment contained in that to double the number of refuge units from 141 to 282 by the end of 2026. And Cúin is now the state agency responsible for making this happen. And it told me that there are now 159 refuge units available in the country. Availability for the units will vary daily, they say, depending on demand. So far then, that's an increase of just 18 units. So if the target of 282 is to be met, there's just 18 months left to build 123 more units. Mm. Now, several refuges I've been in touch with told me that they are actively working with Cúin. Claire Haven Cavan, for example, told me it's been agreed that they will have a new refuge with 11 units. Meanwhile, in Dublin, Sunna said they're opening 9 new units this August, a further 9 in December, and they have plans for 12 self-contained apartment units in the Dunleary Rathdown area. But someone I've been speaking to mentioned their concerns about what they see as an over-focus on refuge units when they say it's just one of the many responses needed. Mary McDermott is the CEO of Safe Ireland National Social Change Agency. She told me that Cúin has a huge job before it, but she said that focusing only on building refuge units without focusing on whole services like court accompaniment and community outreach may give short-term optic gains, in her words, but in the long term, she fears it won't be sustainable or go to the root of solving the domestic violence problem. So she's calling for a national refuges services development plan, and she'd also like to see greater co-design of services among government, local councils and the services on the ground.
We are not seeing a clear pathway. We want to see a clear model as to how refuge development is being rolled out across Ireland. This will be a huge sector in the long run. And we can see that there are several competing models. And from the point of view of Safe Ireland, it really is about keeping an integrated accommodation and service provision that somebody who is experiencing domestic violence, adult or child, will really be helped across the entire journey out of domestic violence. And a kind of an over-focus on accommodation, especially in the context of the homelessness crisis in Ireland, may mean that people may look only at the provision of, as they used to say, beds, a sort of rack'em and stack'em model. That is not where we want to go. It will not address the deep, deep roots of domestic violence in the country and stop, you know, the cycle of pain and suffering that is the result of domestic violence. I think there has been such a huge political, in particular, pressure around meeting refuge targets that has skewed the pressure on all of us. I mean, anyone at frontline level and in particular local services who are in targeted areas will feel this pressure around refuge development, which is all well and good, but not without a fully robust service development model all around it that is embedded with the local county council, that is well articulated in terms of the range of services needed to sustain that, and among them, obviously, move-on accommodation provided through local county councils that is dedicated so that those refuges don't become cul-de-sacs. We do, of course, need to move straight forward, and communities and county councils many of them are very positive and proactive, but we would ask them to listen to their local services and say, what has worked? What is the tradition within your own county in relation to the response to domestic violence, and work with them? Because while the targets are being rolled out and Cúin is, I suppose, pushing in that direction, rightly so, at the end of the day, it will be the local service who will carry the burden of both running and developing this refuge. So I would really urge again to listen carefully to the local services and what their specific needs are in the context of a national refuge service development plan.
Very interesting. That's Mary McDermott there. And Una, she mentioned the issue of refuges becoming cul-de-sacs, as she called it. Is there a significant issue or a problem with move-on accommodation?
Cormac, yes, many of the refugees I was in touch with said that this is a huge issue for them. Now, refuge accommodation is intended to be short term for a crisis situation, usually for a few days or a few months. But several refugees told me that last year they had women who had to stay there for up to a year. One said that one woman was there for a year and 9 months due to a lack of move-on accommodation. And one refuge manager told me that far too many are leaving and then falling into homelessness, and that there should be much better cooperation between refuges and homelessness services. And the refuge manager also told me that it can sometimes be difficult, as a woman might not be counted as homeless if, for example, they have a joint mortgage. So they may technically have a home, but they don't feel safe to return there.
Okay. Some refugees also told you women arrive, understandably, with very young children, but that can compound difficulties, they say.
Yes, as you would imagine. And women may also arrive at a late stage in pregnancy in refuges. Of the refugees who responded to me, there have been 13 babies born last year to women who were residing in refuge accommodation in in Ireland. And one refuge also told me last year that they took three women in directly from a maternity hospital.
Okay, what else has Coon said to you today?
Well, the agency has said that another 54 refuge units are to be constructed or due for refurbishment this year. And they added that while currently almost three quarters of people in the state is within half an hour of a refuge location, the plan is to improve on this and ensure that services are accessible for everyone in rural and urban areas. Coon also added that, like any capital construction project, developing domestic violence refuges is a very complex process with moving parts, and that they work with the Department of Housing and other partners. And Coon also added that it is committed to working to achieve the zero tolerance strategy target of 282 units within the lifetime of that strategy.
Una Kelly, thank you very much indeed. It took an awful lot of work to collate all that information. If you've been affected by that report, there is help available. Just go to rte.ie/helplines.